I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy, stay far away. But
bad energy, stay far away. But you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey, beautiful people, welcome back to another episode of Care Package. It's a once in a year special. We are on video.
Hi, guys.
Katira is in the country.
Thank you. Hold the applause. Yeah, it feels great being back. You know, what can I really say? The transfer window was really short.
So, guys, yes, it's episode 104, and it's a super special episode. We're actually going to be doing lots of hating on this episode.
We're usually not haters. But before
we get into hating, let's like spread some love. Chira, how is London treating you? I feel like weather has not been great this week, but we're surrounded by love nonetheless.
Yeah, I have a certain joy when I'm in London. It's just nice being like, I don't want to say I love DC. DC is great for what it does for me, the opportunities it provides for me. But like, at the end of the day, I'm a socialite. Like, I love being around people, and all my favorite people are here. So when I come here and it's like I'm here for a week, like when I tell you guys my days have been jam packed, like
just she's seen Tom. She's seen Dick.
Hey,
she's seen Harry.
Anyway,
she's seen Matthew. But see James.
Yeah. Also the weather's kind of interesting because on the like forecast, DC and London are pretty much the same. There's just sun in DC.
It was sunny today though.
It was actually quite nice this morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, another thing that's actually been getting me is last time I came here, I'm sure you guys remember my gripe with people telling me I was American.
Mm-hmm.
And like at the end of the day, yes, I do own a blue passport. I am an American.
But like, let them know. Everyone wants to marry you there.
But like, I went to English boarding school and I did school in Nedge, and everybody automatically talks with a British accent. Mm. So I don't know why, like, being in a British speaking environment for as many years as I was is overrided by being in America for 4 years. Because I was getting an Uber from my friend's house, and the first thing driver said to me is like, "I'm sorry, you sound a bit American," and I was like, fuck shit, man. Fuck shit.
But you went to the UK, so you were in here for what, 5 years?
I did England from year 9 to year 13.
So 9, 10, 12. So like 5 years?
Yeah.
Then you were in the US for like 4 years?
Yeah.
Same dude, like.
But then I was in Nigeria.
Where's your Nigeria accent?
Guys.
I feel like my Nigeria accent comes out like it when I'm talking to my wife.
Yes, yes.
Also,
yes.
When I'm in Nige, immediately I switch. So there's like, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Solomon. Sorry, please change me to Mr. Solo. Can you carry me to?
Bro, as soon as the air hostess says you can now get up, your accent better switch. Unless they're about to blow you.
You know, you can never hear them on the enter. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, passengers. You're welcome to Lagos, Nigeria. This is Motola Mugu Airport.
The funniest thing that happened to me was this last December, I flew through Ghana and finally to Lagos. We needed a flight from Ghana to Lagos, and Air Peace was full, so we flew Ibome. When I tell you guys, I've never heard the safety precautions in Pidgin, like just full Pidgin. Said, well, now you need to put on your seatbelt, so to put it on, you put this one inside and you put.
They have to, the audience that they are.
Surely there's some legal, like, issue. You can't, like.
When you are in Spain, they don't give it in Spanish.
God.
So, when you are in Ibom, you act like the Ibomese.
Funniest thing was, ladies and gentlemen, we have now landed in our country, Lagos. I said, eh?
Were we not?
Well, we were in Ghana.
My name is Maurice and I'm on my
But then, if you go to the local airport, you can hear. Right, 512 England is now taking off from gate B16
in Nigeria
with all intending passengers.
If you're in Lagos and you're going to London, you know that more time the gate is E63.
Yeah,
it's like this is the and you can never hear them.
Yeah.
Why? How am I supposed to know what is being said? Anyway, what has happened this week?
Kate's still missing.
Kate is still missing.
The only way I'm going to believe that Kate is alive, I need Kate to be on TikTok live holding a picture of today's date.
Newspaper. Like, my key is that, first of all, on Monday, it was UK Mother's Day a few days ago, and they dropped a picture like, oh, Kate, see my kids. And everybody was like, cap, because the Photoshop was so bad.
And then they don't release this.
They don't release this. They're like, oh, amateur photographers, I do like to play around with Photoshop every now and then. Okay.
They made it seem like Kate is just on camera, like chilling.
Who are you putting? My P, for me, the strongest argument, somebody was like, Kate has just come out of abdominal surgery that has put her out of office for the past 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And you want me to believe that she has skinny jeans on?
Mine is also the story is now circulating of William's supposed mistress. Like, if William has cheated on that girl, they should tell us. And one thing, if the British people, and I'm not saying I don't send hate to anybody, but you guys better have the same vein for Kate that you had for Meghan.
Paradox.
Because Meghan is still with her prince husband. If Kate divorces William, I want to see that same vein. All of you being like that black. Like, you know the worst thing about Meghan? Meghan can actually pass for white. That's the craziest
thing. That's the thing. Like,
and the babies you all were
honestly,
like,
I didn't
oh,
really
what
know,
race are these babies?
I didn't really know she was half black until she started dating.
My thing is, even
I watched her in suits and she just
even people white. Being like, what race is that baby going to be? Those babies are white with ginger hair.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Honestly, it's actually kind of dumb of me that I didn't clock that she was half black because in suits her dad is literally black. Like, how did I think?
Oh, really?
That would,
I didn't watch it.
Suits is a good show.
But yeah.
It's a good show.
That's a big conspiracy.
Sorry, speaking of good shows, I've just found out that Power 2 is getting cancelled.
Black Mirror is coming back.
Power 2 is getting cancelled. Stage 19 is getting cancelled. That's one of my favorite shows. And they're both getting cancelled this year. And I just want to know who is after me. And I also want to know if you guys have any TV recs.
The only thing I would say you guys should not watch anything by Zeus on the Tubi network. Zeus produces all that Baddies East, Baddies West.
Don't kill me.
We need to stop those in their fucking tracks. No. Like, we're done. And Tubi just makes like two-star Tyler Perry movies. Like the whole research.
Tyler Perry. Oh my god, I just watched Mea Culpa, which is Tyler Perry.
I couldn't even do it.
Just Tyler Perry. You guys, I knew it was gonna be crazy. Low key, or the lowest of keys. Tyler Perry is my guilty pleasure. I'm not gonna lie.
God.
Like, I can watch stuff. I'll be watching it and I'm like, oh, this is so bad.
My
I'm
favorite like, Tyler Perry movie has to be Why Did I Get Married?
Oh, that movie's so good. You know that dinner table scene?
Boom! Nothing beautiful.
Okay, so watching Mea Culpa, and I'm so sorry if you're going to watch it. So, like, skip it. I had like 20 seconds. I'm about to spoil it, but it started off as Kelly Rand's in it. She's a lawyer. She's trying to get a guy who's accused of murdering his girlfriend, trying to get him off. Cool, her husband is also a bum. Cool, her mother-in-law hates her. Cool. Suddenly, she's sleeping with her client. And her husband gets jealous and cheated on her because the same guy slept with her, his brother's wife. They plan to kill her. He's in on it. They try to kill her. They don't succeed. She gets him out. I just think the movie went from 0 to 100 real quick because how do we go from I'll fight for you to let's have sex, I'm trying to kill my wife. How do we get there? Tyler Perry? How do we get there? Finally!
Oh god. There's more.
Kai Cenat.
Oh, actually,
in Nigeria.
I think we need to talk about that for a hot second. I need us to stop glorifying. And this is no hate to Kai Cenat. He must do great work to be aware of that. But I need us to stop glorifying second-rated fools, essentially. That dude came to Lagos. And you know, he came to Lagos wherever he came to Lagos. But at what point do we have to stand up at being disrespected? This nigga, for his...
His promo for his
life. His promo. Let me ask you, Lagosians. Have you seen a zebra? Maybe some people see them.
Maybe in the bush.
Or Jiggy.
Jiggy.
But like, I think that was extremely disrespectful. Like, obviously, it was a lot of fun and games, but it was time for Kai. 20v1. Who are those women? I just have questions.
I didn't even watch the stream. I find humor like that very somehow. So
it was.
I just
find him after that whole Omalia's baby incident. I can't really support Kai Cenat. Like it was very. It was very telling of his character.
He loves an insult. It gives that. Because that boy, he came to Lagos, they gave him the name Femi Omori. If your man dancing, Femi Omori. No sense. They said he's a madman. He should continue dancing. But he also, on that line, he messed up with Davido. David. They went to Obi's house. They eat them.
But you know, but like, we're actually fighting for our lives. Because how can Kaisen not sing? Yeah, bro, I went to the club and I had 10 Casamigos shots.
And I didn't get drunk.
So you know, I think the appropriate answer to be like, oh, where did you go? That's crazy. Let's investigate.
Yes, not welcome to Lagos.
Our PR is in fucking mud. What do you mean?
And then
people had to start releasing statements that it wasn't their
song. People who like to overyarn started overyarning again. And I
crazy.
Anyway, this episode is about hating. Okay, we're talking about unpopular opinions. Mm-hmm. And I think Chira has already crossed into the boundary of hating when we're talking about Kaisen Nat. But we're going to talk about a few unpopular opinions here.
Oh, actually, before we begin, shout out to that dude on Twitter that for Mother's Day, he went around helping, what's his name? Asha Khan, or whatever his name is. Shout out to that dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing the damnest thing.
Mm-hmm.
He went around to Lagos, like, obviously, the, like, poorer areas, went to people being like, what do you need for your shop? Was filling their shops, gave them technical. Shout out. That guy will ask for hundreds and they will give him thousands.
Period.
In Jesus' name, may he not become a misogynist like some of our
hosts. Amen. These days, you don't have to blow. You don't have to sprinkle it. It'll be here and there. But yeah, guys. First, a popular opinion, and Chira, Ashi, and I both have different views on this. People say you shouldn't mix your friendship groups. Discuss.
My name is Chira Edozie, and I approve that message. Only because...
My name is Anna, and I disapprove
that message. I think if you have... There's a difference between, like, friend groups. So, like, I feel like in Lagos, I have different friend groups. Like, I have my friend group with Anna and them. I have my friend group with other people. Like, I have different friends. I can mix those friends. That's fine. But where I draw the line is mixing, like, my friends I know from Apple, my friends I know from college, my friends I know. I feel like a conglomerate of that creates a mess. And eventually, everybody is going to meet. But when you start mixing your friendship group that's for business with your friendship group that's for pleasure, then, so, like, if they amalgamate, you now have no one to go to when you need business. So, because now your business friends are talking about going to Kokokyo. Like, huh? Babes, we're talking about spreadsheets. And, like, eventually, like, obviously, when you get married, they will integrate and they will mix, which isn't the problem. My problem is just, like, I feel like sometimes people mix into those groups and then the person that, like, amalgamated them gets left on the wayside and they're no longer a part of it. But that could mean that person is a problem. I'm not speaking from experience.
It sounds
interesting. I'll
stop you.
But yeah, I just think mix them with caution. Like, if you think people are going to vibe well together, fairs. But like, your group for business and your group for partying and your ride or dies, I think also it could create rifts within your friendship group. Because if Anu meets my party friend and Anu's like, ah, these people are a bit promiscuous for me now, and then promiscuous people head and they're like, what are your Anu friends? She does this in the street. Now there's fire. Everybody's fighting. You know, I think with caution it's fine. But like, just being like, wow, all my friends are great together, I would love to see them, at your own risk, my dear. That's all I have to say.
I disagree. One thing about me is I'm gonna mix my friends. You guys know I'm gonna mix my friends. You know, I think like I am a multifaceted person, and most of my friends are multifaceted. Like, I don't believe in like, oh, I have these friends for study and I have these friends for party. Because all my friends, they party hard and they work hard. They work hard, they play hard. Because that's me. All of my friends. So when it comes to party, all that photo cure, and then we're in the library the next day. And all of my friends are like that. And all of my friends are good vibes. So I have no issue. Like, if some of my friends are bad vibes, now I'll just be putting them to one corner. That. But not about these ones. So personally, I love mixing my friends. I've never had an issue. However, And I'm not saying I have a problem with it, because I don't. But it always backfires on me when two of my friends are deciding they want to romance.
Okay, yes. That's another one. That's another reason why I wouldn't do it. Because when you get, and I guess that goes to one of our other unpopular opinions, being friends with your like friend's significant other. Because, like, being friends is cool. I don't really care. Like, know my significant other. Like, you're my friend, blah, blah, blah. We each know our friends. Where you start crossing lines is, I can't imagine Anu coming up to me and my man and we're home. She's like, yeah, Chira, me and your man are going for dinner. Are you sick? Like, I think that's when familiarity.
What if me and your man were friends before you met?
That's fine. Mm. But if you know my man because of me, mm-hmm. don't, like, now you've started, it's C finish. Mm. It has turned into C finish. Mm. And there's no problem with, like, friends, like, oh, Chira, your man sent me this meme. That's fine. That's cool. But, like, when you just start overstepping, at the end of the day, your loyalties lie with me. And I feel like when you're now close with both of us, you have that conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm in a situation where I'm fighting with my man, but my friends are like,
actually, but I spoke to him. That's not you say. You know what?
I could genuinely be wrong, but like, your friends are your friends to support you and to tell you when you're wrong. But you know, your friends have to like call you a bit like, yeah, babe, you know, I would do the same, but like, you know, it was a bit mad.
We love a bit of coffee.
But like, for my friend to be like, oh, but Chira, I spoke to your man. What you did was kind of, huh? You spoke? What? I think that's where I drew the line. Also, when my friends decide to date, it's like I'm going to start asking people to sign contracts. Because when that thing, if
the cash flash bars don't call my name.
Thank you. If that thing falls to shit, I'm now caught in the middle. And this isn't one of those TV shows where, you know, I'm stuck in the middle. No. Like, once you two can't be in public spaces together, I can't lie, it's your problem. You did the do, now it's time to reap the consequences of your fucking actions, man.
Fair enough. Let them know, dog.
Also, I'm not, and I feel like in those situations as well, you're called to be a mediator. That's not what they wrote on my degree. I'm an architect. Please.
Can you give me mediator on my degree?
You're an architect.
Okay. Two things. In terms of being friends with my partner, yes, if you met my partner through me, I'm not saying you guys shouldn't, like, be cool. In fact, I want you guys to be cool. I want you guys to be friendly. If you guys want to strike up a friendship, I don't mind too much. Mm-hmm. But as Chira said, like, be careful how you step. Because if I'm telling you, this man is the worst man in the world, can you believe what he did to me? And you're telling me, well, I spoke to him, and he's telling you you're wrong.
Do you know how insane that has to be? Like, I'm telling you, oh, you know, I found out he was cheating on me. They're like, yeah, but like, were you really doing the things you were supposed to be doing as a girlfriend? I will break a bottle on your fucking head. Mm. Cause what do you
what
mean?
Do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? But yeah. What's the second
thing? Yeah, and then in terms of the second thing you said, oh yeah, my friends getting together. As I said, I'm not particularly against it, but it's been 3-4 times now it's happened. And
so I have experience.
I've lost quite a few friends.
What was the
I am not against it, but I do think the two friends have to be careful how they move.
Yes.
I like to be given a heads up, and I also like to be kept out of it. Like, if you guys want a romance, that's fine, but let Tom not be telling me that Dick did this, and let Dick not be telling me that Tom did this, because I'm actually not interested. But I wish you guys all the best happy married life. Okay.
Kudos.
The next one is one of my personal faves. Okay, let me pitch you guys. People who are direct.
Oh, you're just being a dick.
You're just not a good person.
Like, there's a difference between being like direct and upfront and just literally, excuse my language, being a dick.
Mm.
Like, I can tell, like, if my friend did something, I would hope my friend after calling me would be like, Chidera, you did overreact, and like, this. But like, my friend coming up to me and being like, wow, you're actually like a very bad person.
Because the thing is, you can't be direct. Because I understand, like, because I'm not even saying I'm like, I'm not even talking about confrontation. Because I would say I'm a confrontational person, not in a like scary arguments. But I'm definitely like, if I'm telling you, I'm gonna speak up, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna be like, you know what you did was really bitchy. Like, I would never do that. I'd just be like, I just feel like I didn't like soft language, emotive language, soft. Not
that thing you did yesterday, you were actually very crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's also like just human, like plain human decency, the way you talk to people.
Emotional intelligence.
Like, if you talk to people, like, I do understand that some people are very upfront and some people don't have that like emotional level to like sometimes see from other people's perspective first. But if your first reaction is to literally be like, or someone is telling you a story, you're like, wow, you're very annoying, like, you're being dick.
I feel like, and also like, kicking people when they're down.
Yes.
Like, if I'm already upset and you can see that I'm upset, now might not be the best time for you to tell me.
My week is rubbish. Like,
now might not be the best time to tell me rubbish. Like,
yeah.
Start snoop. And then you walk.
Yeah, I think
it so. Is. I just feel like, and the thing is that a lot of the time, people will be like, oh, don't mind, like, let me just use my name. Don't mind that I'm new. Like, she's just direct. So, like, I get it. But I know also needs to stop being mean based on everybody yeah. knows that they're direct. I'm speaking because I was once that guy that was so direct. But I've grown. And so you guys should also grow. Because it's not every day I'm so direct. Sometimes, read the room.
Yeah, sometimes it really is. Read the room, like keep your opinions to yourself. It's okay, it's fine. But yeah, I think it just really comes down to emotional intelligence and how you treat people. Because one thing I would say, if you know you're a direct person, or you know you're just that friend that, yeah, everyone says I'm like a bitch. If you know that when they do it to you, I better not see one.
What's here? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because
the thing about people like that is that they won't cry, but you will know that they're upset.
They pain them. Nah, if you know you're going to be a direct person, better dish what you can fucking take.
Period. Let them know. But anyway, guys. Next. Sometimes. Oof. You always have to be the better person.
I feel like this, as you grow up, you kind of see this a bit more. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes, fuck the high road, take the low road. Because
I know Michelle Obama said when they go high, you go low. What did she say when they go low, you go high?
Yeah.
Michelle, I love you, but someday when they go low, I go lower. Sometimes.
And I think maybe some of that is just a Nigerianness manifesting as well, Uda, because if you want madness, I will show you
madness. I will show you madness.
Like, and I think this has to do with particular instances where, like, people. I'll just use myself for example, because it happened to me where I've been in situations where, obviously, I think when I was younger, I used to be a very big pushover. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I've grown it back when I was younger, but some people still remember me as that pushover. And I was having this argument with a friend about a few issues we had been having. And like, I obviously had said to her, like, basically, babes, we're not really friends anymore. And it was this whole back and forth. And she obviously instigated, that she could whoop my ass verbatim. Mm. And I was like, if you come within a 0.25 mile radius of me, I will have you arrested. And so I'm beyond fucking fuck around and find out.
Like, sometimes
you actually have to show people that you're crazy.
If somebody cheats, she's back. You know,
like, sometimes taking the high road is only for exams, because
they kill me.
Low road every day.
Give me your cheating back.
If we plan on staying together, yes.
For balance.
Yeah, for balance. No, I'm actually kidding. I don't believe in cheating back. I think in that situation, two wrongs don't make it right. I do believe in emotional blackmail. So
that's so sorry, that is so much worse.
I best believe after you cheated on me, I'll have like 3 buckets by the time before that relationship scatters, because
and you'll be wondering where they came from.
I have to get my lip back. Yeah. That was a perfect example. Taking the low road sometimes just means getting your lick back.
Exactly.
Because you can't let people get unlimited lick. You have to get your licks back.
I think that takes us to one of the unpopular opinions, which I don't think either of us have, but some people deserve to be cheated on.
I think that's
how do you see it? How do you see it?
I think in situations where, and obviously this is just stereotyping, I think in situations where this boy has been this girl for years and you just know he plays a weird game like water, I think that boy needs to be cheated, because men will do
sometimes
to do no day pay. Cheating on some people would humble the fuck out of them.
Mm.
Because then they start contemplating, you know, when you're sitting down and you know that meme with all the equations on top of your head, they'll be like, have I just been bamboozled? Have I just been hoodwinked? I think some people, if you know you're the kind of person that plays games, I think you deserve to have games played on you to know how it feels.
Word.
Because first to do with the pain.
Word.
Word. What do you think?
I think, I don't know. I don't really believe anybody deserves to get cheated.
No.
Because, you know, and all that good stuff. But I do believe that sometimes it takes to be your own medicine. You are doing up madness.
Madness needs to do up you.
Madness needs to follow you. That's just me. Like, I would never say, I would say it deserves a try. Depends on the person. But I only say that for men. I don't back women. This is natural women's
one. Yeah.
I back women's rights. I back women's rights. Honestly, if I see my friend's man like cheating, immediately. If I see my friend cheating, she has a reason.
Yeah.
She has a reason. So,
something must have happened.
I understand.
The house, yeah.
I understand. Oh, it's her twin sister. Yeah. Okay. This one is kind of similar. Sometimes you need to be a hater. Sometimes hating is good.
Oh yeah. It keeps
the world
around.
Period. Sometimes you have to hate because I feel like people think they can get away with so much. You have to hate.
You have to hate.
Like, there's a brand of woman on the internet right now. A brand of.
Oh god.
And they're on about this like, I'm so modest at my wedding. I'm so beautiful. Okay.
Just say you don't have cleavage and keep it pushing. Like,
my thing is that, okay, you're modest. Modesty is cool, cute, and fun. Why do you have to shout from the rooftops that you're so modest?
That's my thing. And this
let your modesty speak for itself.
And this whole, I'm sure because I don't have my breasts showing, I won't get 50 likes.
Oh my god!
No one cares.
I hate that. There's few things I hate more than that. Another thing that I actually hate, some people are like, I know this is like literally goes against the whole premise of this episode, but people are like, unpopular opinion, but, and they say the most popular thing ever. Unpopular opinion, but like, I think the sun only shines in the morning. Yeah, that's kind of how God intended it. Okay? Yeah.
Cool. Even the girls, and I know we talk about them a lot, if you know you're one of those girls that's like, oh, just girls? I was gonna hang out with the guys. I like drinking beer and like wearing shorts.
I don't fuck off with some of those girls because I think enough has been said about them.
I think. You know, and you know what's most surprising about those girls is like those boys that, you know, they do not, my bro, they'll get girlfriends. And then you find out that the pick me girl has had a crush on you, but when you be my bro, you haven't flirted in front of him. Uh-huh. He doesn't know.
Doesn't know.
You see?
You used
your hand to
go by yourself. You know what? It just came to my mind. Oh, it just came to my mind. I'll try to remember what it is I was going to say and I'll circle back. but yeah, guys, like, unpopular opinion, but sometimes you have to hit. You just hit.
You have to hit. Like, there's some people, shout out to my friend Olamide, there's some people, if they open our DMs, it wouldn't end well for us. Mm-hmm. We're very strong haters.
He's just hit. Anyway, guys.
Sorry for the laugh.
Okay, so kind of similar to the modest days when people are like, oh my god, I don't do my nails, I don't put on my lashes, I don't put on makeup because I just look so fake. And I'm just like, you know, there's this TikTok song where it's like, oh, they're like, oh, don't get your nails done, you just look plastic and fake. Well, I want to look plastic and fake. Like, not that I want to look fake, but like, sometimes I want to look like an elevated version of myself.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't want my nails, because my nails are short, everybody knows that. Oh, to be fair, guys, I'm actually on a buy-up journey, so these are my real nails. But everybody knows that my nails are naturally short, okay? My nails are short. Like, I'm a beautiful babe without makeup. Don't get it twisted. But sometimes I just want a little bit of a pick me up. So I think if I want to appear as fake sometimes.
Yeah, I think I do agree. I think sometimes I'm fine with looking like Sydney Sloth, but like sometimes I want to look.
Remind everyone
you are. Yes, you know you have to remind everyone that hey, I am a baddie. You know. I think you can do it for yourself. Like. There's just something that feels nice about having my nails done.
Mm.
Like, I wear glasses, so I didn't get my lashes done. But, like, I won't go for a facial now and again. I won't go for a massage now and again. I just like I'm a woman. I'm just a girl. I like feeling pretty.
Word. Okay. Finally, okay, we have two more. One, we have normalized drug abuse.
Yeah. Like, I think this goes back to bringing back shame.
Mm.
I think, obviously, I'm very, I'm in the world. I'm in the secular world, Ollie. And like, I don't really mind, like, obviously weed is legal in DC. And I think drugs like that are fine. Cigs, vapes, smoking, drinking, cool. I'm not going to be like, no. But like, I think we have gotten to a point where people are openly saying they do class A narcotics.
You guys, why am I on the Jubilee line and somebody's smoking cocaine? Like, what's going on? Why?
Do you know how crazy that is? Secondhand smoke at 9 in the morning. And I think openly saying that you do class A narcotics is insane.
We should be shaming
you. Because you're assuming that no one's going to report you to police.
We should be shaming. And honestly, this is not addict shaming in any way. Because we understand that some people, like, they find themselves in situations and they can't help but they're addicts. Cool, but all these guys are like, oh my god, just throw it up some
miles ago. Or just taking pictures of it. Like, go and ask the people in Dubai. Go and ask Kaz.
Yeah, yeah, we used to be ashamed of doing her drugs. We should go back to being ashamed.
Go and ask Kaz. She spent months in Dubai prison because she was smoking unknown powder on the table. Go and ask her now.
And but, finally, the people that have only ever stepped foot into Nigeria, Ghana,
you guys
in debt in December, but are like, I just want to build a house in Lagos and move back. The people that were born and bred in Lagos, they're running away. Okay, guys, we have a whole Japa movement.
Guys, and just to prove it to you, I'm doing my thesis on like Japa and blah, 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 blah. Do you know there are more people leaving the country than people coming in? That's insane to me. Piggy Vest, their top three savings for Nigeria was. Their savings names though were Japa. Top three.
So you, Anjola, who only knows Dirty December and is not like, you know, you've never stepped, like, you've never really lived in Lagos. You want to come and build a house and
also,
you want to live there.
Don't forget, you've wrecked our economy because you want to go and do your hair with Kemi. Your hair was $50, fine. You now tipped Kemi
$100. Kemi said, give me 20k. He said, no, Kemi babe, I'll give you 100.
Now, if I want to go, I've been doing my hair with Kemi for years.
Kemi was not quite doing
that. Kemi was telling me $100. You see how you ruined the economy. Plantain that used to be 500 is now 4,000. You ask them, why is plantain $4,000 went up? Are we importing plantain?
Oh, you know what? I'm unpopular opinion, I just thought this might not be unpopular. But like, you know when people are like, oh my god, like everybody needs to branch out and start their own business. We can't all
We can't all work. Some people are fraudsters.
If all of us start business, who will work for you? If all of us start business, who will work for you? And me personally, because I don't honestly have an entrepreneurial
spirit.
I want to be a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. I want to know that on the 25th of every month.
I know it sounds controversial, both of us saying that.
I'm getting a cute paycheck.
I would have a podcast, but like, this is literally low maintenance entrepreneurial shit.
Just for fun, GFF.
Like, we don't have any merch. We have graphics that we have to maintain. We have an episode we have to edit. But like, I'm not being like, I know we have to ship out.
Oh,
like,
this is so
just
fun.
Yeah. I think this is my message for people that want to come back. If you want to come back, cool. But do your research, I know that house you have
and
in
no
America.
Guys, oh, no guys, no guys where you're going because...
I know that house you have in America is on credit. Nigerians don't hear credit, so it's cash.
Even if you want to rent, your landlord will tell you to pay your rent 1 month, 1 year, 2 years.
2 years.
Up front.
And if you're an unmarried woman, nothing for you. Better know where you're going to stay. I just think... it just doesn't make sense. Like, even the people that live there and have lived there their whole lives... there's obviously this like thought process like, okay, I want to come back. But loads of people that have come back, it's remote work.
Mm-hmm.
And you, in your big headedness, you're like, I want to go and build a house. Do you know how much land is? Do you know how much one square of land Banana Island is? Angola, tell me.
Angola.
Yeah, guys. Do you know Lekki One? Do you know where Yaba is? Do you know how to get to Mile 12 Market?
You know how to get to Mile 12 Market?
Deadass, like you want to move somewhere. You think the locals are nice? You ask someone, sorry, excuse me, do you know where I can find them? Like, yes, madam, come. Next thing you're in the car. And they've called your family members. Because you don't know how to conduct yourself outside. The police have stopped you, you're recording, like, I know my rights, and
Guy.
The only right they know is your right hand.
Well, by the time you go to Kirikiri and they turn your trousers inside out. Do you know what? You know, guys, it's actually good to the head because I feel so much lighter. Now, first of this episode, I feel so much I've, you know.
Yeah, I can't lie though, even though I've said all of this, the only people that allow to hate on Nigerians are people that have lived in Nigeria for 5 years plus. Thank you.
Word, like, yeah.
I don't want to hate you with your British accent. The last time you went to Nigeria with your two and you were like, yeah, you know, the state of the economy.
You don't gotta sit down somewhere, Harry.
Why are you there? Where's Samuel? Who posted that?
Harry, you don't gotta sit down somewhere.
Yeah, I think. Go ahead. Also, I think we should also sometimes normalize, unpopular opinion, I think we should normalize being rude to some of these African aunties and uncles because some of
them. At your risk, child.
At your risk,
at your risk, child.
But like, I think it's very, obviously, it was very disrespectful when we were younger, but I think it's very disrespectful now. Like,
say, auntie put on, oh, you just say, auntie.
God. Is
25 now. I still have this.
Or, you know, both my daughters just married. When are you going? Both your daughters are getting divorced.
No. I saw Uncle at Gusto with a guy with my age mates.
It's like you divorced.
How is Uncle? Sometimes you have to be giving them fire for fire. Yeah. At your own
risk. At your own risk.
Yeah, I won't give it to you.
When are you married? Why does it matter? You're not invited. You know, sometimes just give it to them small, small. Don't be too rude that they'll call village meeting, but in your head. But yeah, guys, that's all we have for this episode of the Care Podcast. Thank you, guys.
It's not often that we can touch ourselves like this.
It's touching me crazy. But yeah, guys, thank you for joining us on the Care Package.
Make sure you follow us on TikTok, Instagram at Care Package Pod, TikTok at the Care Package Pod, Twitter at Care Package Pod, so you know what the next deliveries are, so you see the visuals.
Thank you guys. Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.